We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Welcome to We Sing Our Faith. It is such a privilege to spend this time with you every week. And, you know, when we have these beautiful feast days in our liturgical calendar, it's just an absolute delight to take a look at what they mean in our lives personally.
And this coming week, we're going to be celebrating All Saints and All Souls Days right after All Hallows Eve.
So I want to begin the program with a song that's kind of introspective. It's one that I wrote quite a few years ago when I had one of those life or death facing kind of times. And going through the experience of lung cancer really made me come face to face with my own mortality and what that looked like. You know, when I close my eyes in death, as honestly each and every one of us will do someday, how do we approach that? Are we terrified of it? Are we embracing of it? Do we have any kind of feeling in our heart that we know that once our soul is released from our body and we go home to our Maker, what does that look like? So these days of All Saints and All Souls made me kind of put together a beautiful list of music to share with you on this special episode of We Sing Our Faith, looking at these two beautiful feast days. So we're going to begin with my song, When I Am Released. And this was the way that I approached that question. When I go home to the Lord, what's it going to look like? Let's take a few minutes.
When I am released, I will take my angel's hand. He will lead me into heaven, the holy promised land. He will lead me to my Lord. I'll gaze into his eyes, my pain now gone, my soul. Dread in me.
obviously, here I am, 11 years post that cancer, and thanking God each and every day for the life that I have, that He is continuing to allow me to be with my family here, this side of eternity, and also to continue to serve Him. And this past week or so, I've had a visit with my own mom, and she's dealing with some health issues now that she's in her 80s. And we were having this conversation about what would our funerals look like. I know, what an uplifting topic. But it really is a beautiful celebration, every funeral that we are allowed to participate in when a loved one or a family member or a fellow parishioner goes home to the Lord. How do we celebrate that life, and how do we pray for the soul that is on its way back to our Lord and Savior? And so one of the songs that my mom was talking about for her funeral is one that I want at mine. And I think because I live so deeply rooted in the Eucharist, that's why this song is so important to me. And the beautiful words from chapter 6 of John's Gospel, the Eucharist Discourse, is the song, "I am the bread of life." And I love the phrase in that gospel passage that says, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you will not have life within you." And I love the knowledge in my heart of hearts and in my soul that I do receive my Lord every time I come to Him in the Eucharist. That's why this song is so powerful. We can take Him at His word that when we receive Him and we honor Him and we live our life for Him, we will be with Him someday in paradise. And the beautiful voice of Jamie Teton, when she sang this beautiful old hymn, well, I have to say, is one of my favorite renditions of it. So let's take a pause right now as Jamie Teton sings for us from her Seasons of Our Faith record, the song, "I Am the Bread of Life."
I am the bread of life. You who come to me shall not hunger, and who believe in me shall not thirst. No one can come to me unless the Father beckons, and I will raise you up, and I will raise you up. My flesh for the life of the world. And if you eat of this bread, you shall live forever. You shall live forever. And I will raise into the world
imagine what it's going to be like to be with the angels and saints as we pray for the souls of the faithful departed through the intercession of Mary, the greatest saint of all, but every one of the saints who have gone before us, who are at that beautiful throne in heaven, singing the praises of our Lord and God, and how we on this side of eternity, not just on days like All Souls and All Saints Day, but every day of the year, every day of our life, to praise the Lord with our hearts and our souls and our beings, that we can praise the Lord with the actions of our day. And how well are we doing that? But even that phrase itself, praise the Lord, my soul, reminds me of a song of Doug Slater, who lives right here in the Phoenix Valley. And I love the song that he penned and recorded and really shares from his heart. So again, praise the Lord, my soul, with Doug Slater. times in our life, we almost want to run away from some of those realities, right? Like, who wants to look down the road and say, yeah, someday I'm going to die? In fact, there are those country songs, you know, everybody wants to go to heaven, just not today. You know, we want to be with God, but we sometimes find ourselves running away from him, running away from his plan for our life. And this beautiful artist from Tennessee is Kara Klein, originally from Louisiana, and now Kara Klein Obrey. She's married and has a little boy. But one of her songs really speaks to this idea that we want the Lord to be in relationship with us, but as we are so busy running, we really need him to catch us. We need him to just catch us and hug us and enfold us in his love, so that someday when we join the communion of saints, we know that when we close our eyes in death and we open them in eternity, we will have, many of us, that time of purgation, that time where our soul will be prepared to come into the presence of the Lord. But while we are here on this earth, we want him to catch us and hold us. That's what this song is about. Let's take a few moments now as Kara Klein sings for us, Catch Me.
I was afraid to fall, afraid to hurt.
Thank you for the beauty. beauty of that song and the openness of your heart to share your music and ministry with us. And if you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist and mission presenter, Julie Carrick. For information about each and every one of the artists whose music and ministry we share, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number, of course, is 1-888-880-6874. And we are here to connect you with all of these wonderful artists. Now, when I think about the communion of saints, and I think about those beautiful souls who are waiting, and when I say beautiful souls who are waiting, what I mean by that is the beauty of the souls in purgatory, and I mean the beauty of those souls, because they know that once that time of purification is over, they will be with the Lord. And when I've been asked at different places to describe why purgatory, why it seems almost like a mean thing, and yet it's not. The best way that I can describe purgatory, and having given birth three times, that time of labor that a woman goes through when she's giving birth has a purpose. It's not comfortable. We don't look forward to labor, right? We don't want to feel those pains of labor. And yet we know that when the labor is finished, the beauty of new life, the beauty of the birth of that child. And I can honestly tell you, even though I've had natural childbirth three times, and I have, of course, two miscarriages in my life of these two sweet saints of ours in heaven. But when I think of the three children who made it to term and who I delivered naturally, yes, the labor was strong and painful, but I honestly don't remember the pain. I remember the first cry of each of those children, and I remember holding them in my arms and weeping for joy, not because of pain. The pain had a purpose, and that's what purgatory is. And when I think of the hours of my life that I have spent in Eucharistic adoration, it's like that little preview to heaven, that time where, yes, we're on this side of eternity. Yes, the soul is longing, and it's almost painful to sit in his presence in that way, but to want to be with him fully in heaven reminds me of a song of Michael John Poirier. And it's his song, Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And how when we look into the face of Jesus, we bring him everything. We bring him our life. We bring him our joys and our sorrows. We bring him the soul filled with gratitude. In the same moment, we bring him our soul that is filled with longing. Longing for healing. Longing for things in our life to be resolved and to find joy. So, for the next few minutes, let's pray together as we hear John Michael sing Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and bring him our hearts.
Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Reveal your glory.
Thank you so much for the beauty of that song. And so many times when we think about this time in the year where we are coming closer to the end of the liturgical year, and pretty soon we're going to be looking at Christ the King and then entering into Advent, the next liturgical part of our calendar, we can almost feel a bit overwhelmed because there are so many of the readings and the teachings about death where we are going to leave these bodies of ours and make our way home to our Lord, and it can be fearful. But in the words of Saint Therese, let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. God alone is enough. God will give us everything of our heart's desire and the need of the soul, and that eventually we come home to Him. But the beauty of her words, let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. I love those words of this sweet, beautiful saint. And Tori Harris Gray has taken the beautiful prayer of this wonderful saint, and she has set it to the most beautiful lyric and beautiful melody and beautiful song that is entitled, Overcome the Grave. Let's take a few moments and allow our souls to be lifted up as Tori sings for us now.
Let nothing disturb you, and let nothing affright your soul. For all things are passing, and God is in control. Patient endurance obtains all things, and with God nothing is wanting. He alone will suffice, for our God is the author of life, and in all things be unafraid, for He has
in the prayer of that saint, and what a beauty in the song that Tori has written from it. Tori, thank you. Tori, of course, is in the area of Dallas-Fort Worth. And this week, we want to welcome the new stations. And there are quite a few of them. So I'm going to ask you to go to WeSingOurFaith.org to see just where all the new stations are this week who have joined the We Sing Our Faith family. And it's just a joy and a privilege to see that our program is growing around the country. So welcome to all of the new listeners. We hope you'll come and join us each and every week. And the next person that I want to go to, this one is, it's been a journey for him this year, and that's Rick Elias. Rick passed away the early part of April during the Lenten season, and it's really one of those journeys that every one of us is going to make. And as Rick passed away, he was surrounded by his family and friends, those dear ones in his life. And for his life, he has sung the praises of God. And I know that it is the prayers of the saints, those who have gone before us, that as each of us make our journey home to the Lord, we are lifted up and we are held. So I wanted to include Rick in this very beautiful episode of We Sing Our Faith and his song, Prayers of the Saints. Let's take a listen.
Oh, the prayers of the saints have kept me alive. Even when I could not find my way through the darkest night. Yes, the prayers of the saints have surely kept me alive. And so late in the evening, when my soul lies down riddled and torn, as the day's defeats and dignities and delights encircle my heart like a crown thorns. Oh yes, the night is a cold, cruel mistress for whom many a better man has given his life. So tonight it's your prayers, my friend, that keep me alive. Oh, the prayers of the saints have kept me alive. Even when I could not find my way through the darkest night. Yes, the prayers of the saints have surely kept me alive. In the sorrow of forsaking and madness, your voice is heard. You will lead me to your promised land. I will cling to your breast and pray as this fever burns. You have been my journey and someday you'll be my journey's end, my friend. But tonight it's your prayers that guide me around this road's bend. Yeah. Oh, the prayers of the saints have kept me alive. Yeah. Even when I could not find my way through the dark. Yes, the prayers of the saints have surely kept me alive. Even now I still crawl through these shadows and dreams. Jesus, I'm weary from all these eyes have seen. But I can't see. kept me alive. Even when I could not find my way through the darkest night. Yes, the prayers of the saints have surely kept me alive.
I love this song. I love the knowledge that it is real, that the communion of saints, those holy men and women who have gone home to the Lord, to their great reward, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing reality. But so many times we get caught up in our day-to-day life, and we don't even slow down to acknowledge all of those who have gone before us, or to take time to pray for the souls in purgatory, right? The beauty of Eucharistic adoration, every time we spend time with the Lord in that way, the multitude of souls that are released from purgatory and enter into heaven. When we take time to offer Mass, beginning with the funeral Mass when someone passes away, and to offer those prayers that their soul will have the least amount of time possible in purgatory as they make their way home to the Lord and begin that euphoric life in the company of God and the angels and saints in heaven. It's an exciting thing, but it does require our participation to pray for those souls in purgatory. You know, when I was sick years ago with the lung cancer, the most terrifying thing that I heard through that whole ordeal was a person who one time said to me, "You know, Julie, you don't have to worry about dying because you're going to go straight to heaven." And I said, "Please don't ever say that again. Please pray for me." Because one of the realities for those souls waiting in purgatory is that they can pray for everyone else, but not for themselves. So it is our duty and our call and our privilege to pray for those souls in purgatory so that they will soon be with the Lord. And once they are with the Lord and the joy of eternity is theirs, how magnificent. And it is for those that the song written by David Kaufman, "I Know Where You've Gone," that's why we're including that one today. To know that our loved ones are going home to the Lord, what a great joy to the heart. And when David shared this song with me a couple of years ago when we had him on the program, it became one of those songs that was just a salve to my heart. To know that, yes, our loved ones who have known the Lord, who have lived their life in the faith, who have lived a life where they've gone to reconciliation and Eucharist on a regular basis, we do know where they've gone. Now, the journey may have that little pause, but eventually we know they are home with the Lord. And what a joy and what an amazing thing to celebrate. So wherever you are listening today, take a few moments now and think of those who have gone before us, to pray for those holy souls who have become saints and asking them to intercede for us while we are on this side of eternity. Let's take a few minutes now.
With the smile of an angel you laughed. With the wisdom of ages you learned. You taught me to give, and you teach me to live, even though you're not here anymore. Still there are moments I can't help but feel. This is all a big dream, like it's not even real. Where are you now? I'd like to hold you somehow. It would help my heavy heart to heal. I know where you've gone. You're holding the hand of Jesus. You're running through colorful fields of flowers and light. I know where you've gone, but still, still I miss you. And the gift I received when I kissed your cheek, good night, good night, good night, my love, good night. God knows I need to be still. God knows my heart must be so filled that I won't curse the dark, but that I will embark on the journey of living again. So listen, my angel, come. Help me up, help me walk, help me run. If you're here by my side, joy will rise, and I feel like I am living again. Yo sé a dónde has ido. Estas son las manos de Cristo. Corriendo en las flores de color y luz. Yo sé a dónde has ido. Todavía, mi amiga, te extraño. Duerma, mi mija, con los angelitos, mi mija. Duerma, duerma. I know where you've gone. You're holding the hand of Jesus. You're running through colorful fields of flowers and light. I know.
Thank you, David. Thank you. I know where you've gone. Oh my gosh, just thinking about those words, I can picture my grandma Julia. I can picture my grandpa Edward, my grandma Frances, my grandpa Raymond. I think of our Timmy and Clancy, who I've shared about before on the program, our two little saints in heaven who went home to the Lord from the womb. They are truly there. They are truly with the Lord, those perfect souls that at the moment that they were miscarrying and they were baptized in the baptism of blood and desire, we know that they are with the Lord. I know where those boys are, and I know that they are praying for me, for my husband, for our children, our adults here, for their families, for our grandchildren. It's an amazing thing to know that this communion of saints is real. And those beautiful angels, all of those marvelous, marvelous beings created by God to be our protection. I think of our guardian angels, the archangels. What a magnificent, magnificent thing to celebrate this week. All souls and all saints. Ah, what a blessing. And again, that website to learn more about not only the program, but about each and every one of the artists whose music and ministry we share each and every week, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-3733. 6874, and we are here to connect you. And now, to take us to the top of the hour, one more song from my repertoire. And this is from the Hymns of Praise CD that came out about a year ago. And I love this song. I love that the soul wants to praise. The soul wants to sing. And the saints in heaven must be singing this song. But it's, How Can I Keep From Singing? With all that God has given us and all that He continues to be in our life and in our eternity, how could our soul ever stop singing His praise?
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the clear, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Though the tempest loudly roars, I know my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gather round, songs in the night He giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? I sing to from singing. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep?
Again, thank you for taking the time today and spending this hour with me on We Sing Our Faith. It is always a privilege to be with you and to spend this time. And of course, you've got that website, wesingourfaith.org. Please check it out. And until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Transmitting the treasures of our Catholic faith to your radio every day. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley of the Soul Community. I'd love for you to join me on The Quest every Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We talk about the church, the sacraments, relationships, and how to find peace in a noisy world. Your questions and calls are always welcome. That's The Quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, the free GRN app, and streaming on social media. I hope you'll tune in.
Join us in praying a Hail Mary for families facing illness, unemployment, or death. May they keep the flame of hope burning in their hearts. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It started like it does for many people. Question my faith and question authority. And I feel that the reason why I left was the draw of the world. The world was pulling me away. Some people would say, you know, Satan was working on me. He did not want me in church. He wanted me to be desperate. He wanted me to have the thoughts of suicide. I started to realize that a lot of the things that I experienced in my life were a result of my rebellion against God and against authority. Coming back to the church is the first step in healing from all of the hurts of the world. I went from being desperate and in despair to finding hope and encouragement for the future. I'm on God's team. I know who I belong to, and I know where I'm going, and there's nothing that can separate me from God's love.
Take another look at the Catholic Church. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
I actually was gone from the Catholic Church for 35 years. I want to get to heaven. I don't know if I will. I mean, I worry about it. But I not only want to get to heaven at the moment of my death, I want to find as much heaven as possible here on earth. So I need help. I don't know why I turned on my radio, because I've kept my radio off for years. And once I turned it on, I was absolutely hooked.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.